Hello, my friends, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in here. Give you some sports news you can't get enough up on this over-the-hump day Wednesday. Hopefully, all of you are over the hump there. We've had some wicked weather these last past days there. Cold, indeed, there. But hopefully warm you up with some sports news you can't get enough of, and maybe some comments that I can't stand. I don't know. I'll just give it to you like it is. Let me get on this first thing first here. The Detroit Red Wings played last night. They played Nashville, and they got whipped like an ugly step. Final score 5-2. Red Wings just got beat up, okay? They got beat up, okay? They got schooled. Whatever you want to call it there. Nashville had their number. 5-game winning streak. It's done. But they can get on the horse again there. Hopefully they will forget this game like it's a bad habit. And when they go in their next game, can do better. Quickly. I think they're in St. Louis right now getting ready for the Blues on Thursday night. So hopefully they get better. The brightest spot in the whole game, which I did get to see, on some highlights here, and I'll get to that in a moment, was a fight with Giovanni Smith, who fight with Ben Harpoo, and that created some momentum when Robbie Fabre made it 2-1 midway through the second period. However, the Predators killed any comeback hopes they had with just some stomping down good hockey. Detroit could got nothing going, period, after that. Nothing. They were outshot 33-16. It's not going to win you too many, but again, they won 5 in a row. Maybe this is one of those games where they got to know they can't let up. And I'm just going to leave it as that, boys and girls. Again, St. Louis on Thursday night, I do believe, for the Detroit Red Wings. On the road. Hurried up and got out of town. Yes, there were some few crazy things there in the leagues and whatever, maybe. I had to read up, just take myself out of content here, you know. I read up where Zion, okay, is of New Orleans, okay? Zion Williams, is now 350 pounds. As you know, some of you know that he has not played all season long because he had a foot injury. Had some surgery done, and it seemed to be the healing should be very slow. But 330 pounds. His normal weight is 260. So you can kind of figure out 70 pounds higher, and you're trying to get well for something, especially your feet. Well, I just had to get that off my chest. I looked at that today. ESPN's Tim McMahon reported that particular one, and I just had to say, wow, they really care about Zion here, or he's having some very healthy meals and then some here. I don't know. Think about it. Or maybe something that somebody's not telling us. Speaking of basketball, the Detroit Pistons play the Wizards tonight. And right now, I can report that the Pistons are winning 38-34 right now in the second period. About maybe 8 and change in the period, in the second period there. Or second quarter, I should say. They have not won since November the 17th, boys and girls. November the 17th, that was against Indiana. They won 97-89. Since then, they have lost 9 in a row. They're 4-19 right now, boys and girls. So before this losing streak came out, they were 4-10. 4-10. There, I would say, officially are in a hole. And they're going to have to add a whole lot of stuff there for them to be a most competitive team. And I don't think the Piston fans or a whole lot of other fans thought that this team would be that much down on the ground. But again, let's wait till the season go around here. I've said some things about the Pistons that right now I don't care to even elaborate on right now about the team in general here. You know, especially that last game where they had a significant lead and just got shuttled aside. Okay. But right now, yes, they're leading 42-34 right now. That's, and again, in the second quarter. Okay, for the AFC in football, the accolades are coming here. Justin Herbert, the quarterback of the Chargers. T.J. Watt of the Steelers, he's a linebacker. And also Miami's punter, Michael Pelletti, were named the AFC Players of the Week for week number 13. For the NFC boys and girls, the Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff, the Cardinals linebacker Jordan Hicks, and Seattle Seahawks running back Travis Homer was named the NFC Players of the Week in week number 13. Now, if you Lions fans want to know for the record, this is the fourth career offensive Player of the Week award for Jared Goff. This is his first with the Lions, of course. Of course, Lions ain't had a Player of the Week since Calvin Johnson left town. And that's been a while now. A good while. That was embarrassing. Hey, but the Lions went back into practice today. Practice didn't look too pretty for the Lions. For the record, they have 14 players either not able to practice or in limited practice. Some has to do with the flu. Others are just banged up. Okay, so many Lions to go through. I'm not going to mention a doggone one. I'll look at Friday's figures there. And when we come on Sunday, we'll know the real nitty-gritty of who's going to play and who's not going to play there. But again, that's many players not able to participate. So they got a lot of bookwork done. And I don't think anything physical, of course, going with that many players. And then something then. You know, I looked in at the playoff situation right now, and certain things are very funny. The NFC right now seems to have things locked down in a barrel. Let me give you an example. The Arizona Cardinals. They play the Los Angeles Rams, by the way, this upcoming Monday night at 8:15, of course. Arizona can clinch a playoff berth with a Arizona win or tie or Minnesota loss or tie or San Francisco loss or Minnesota loss or tie or New Orleans loss or tie plus a Carolina loss or tie or San Francisco loss or New Orleans loss or a tie or plus a Atlanta Carolina tie. I hope you all understood that. The Green Bay Packers, they play this Sunday night. They'll be playing the Chicago Bears. Now, Green Bay can clinch the NFC North division title with a Green Bay win plus a Minnesota loss or a tie or a Green Bay tie plus a Minnesota loss. Green Bay can clinch a playoff berth with a Green Bay win plus a New Orleans loss or tie, plus a San Francisco loss or a Green Bay win or a New Orleans loss or tie, plus or a Los Angeles loss, plus a San Francisco tie. I'm just giving it to you straight, boys and girls. I know it's very upsetting. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, let me use them as an example, too. They will be playing Sunday at 4:30. They're probably a big doubleheader game against the Buffalo Bills. Yes, indeed. Tampa Bay, why don't you stay? Here we go. Tampa Bay can clinch the NFC South division title with a Tampa Bay win plus a New Orleans loss or tie plus a Carolina loss or tie. Now, Tampa Bay can clinch the playoff berth with a Tampa Bay tie plus a Carolina loss plus a New Orleans loss plus a Minnesota loss plus a San Francisco loss or tie or a Washington loss or tie. There you have it, boys and girls, on those three teams right then and there. So they can kind of lighten the load this upcoming week with some wins, put it that way, and a lot of people participating and making their load lighter. And by the way, Washington and San Francisco, by golly, have 6-6 records. And right now, they hold down the final two playoff berths. However, five more teams are behind them, are just within one game. Five other teams. Talking about parity this year in the NFL. Now, I didn't say anything about the AFC teams. Do you know why, boys and girls? I'm going to tell you. Because every AFC team has at least four losses. Which means technicality is very simple in math. It's going to be a while before anybody can clinch anything in the AFC. Again, parity rings its bell. Whew. Every team has lost four or more games. That was in 2002 in the AFC. I had to look that one up. That's a long time. So really and truly, you can't declare any playoff positions or anything of that nature in the AFC, period. Because the parity is there. And you're just interested in some football, boys and girls. Steelers, Vikings, Thursday night. On Fox, or Fox Network, or the NFL Network, or some other kind of medium. Now, let me get this off my chest, too, okay? While I'm talking about television. The Red Wing game last night, and I tried to be cool about it and whatnot until I kind of smoothed this on out. Red Wing game, technically, is by Bally. It will cover all those, either the Bally Sports 1 or Bally Sports Plus station carries those games. In this case, this particular game was picked up by ESPN, which is the major contributors of the NHL this year, because that includes ABC. Now, we could not get the game here on television here in Detroit for the exception of you have to have ESPN Plus in order to watch the game, which, by the way, boys and girls, you must pay for. To pay for, the price is $6 and some odd cent a month, or $69 and some odd cent a year. Now, it would include, let me be straight about it, it would include a whole collage of games and stuff there that ESPN has rights to that you can just flick a switch and go to Plus, and by golly, you can see about anything you want. Probably about any NHL game on that particular night that ESPN has the ability to televise, which is all of them, by the way. You can go on that medium and just watch any game. However, and in this case in Detroit, one of the local stations should have or could have picked it up. But in the case of this, and that's what I'm going to investigate on, is it the case that if the stadium is not sold out within a certain period of time, the game is blacked out, which I don't think so. no ship, hand, or anything. And I thought it stunk yesterday. Now, maybe some parts of Michigan or parts of the country got ESPN, but we did not. And we wasn't going to get ESPN in the Bally Sports Network, which is the local network for all games televised for the Detroit market. Unless, again, a major in the market, which is, again, ABC. Let's not bring them into play. ABC is just a contributor to ESPN, which is part of their package. And it should have been in Detroit locally on the ABC network, if they were going to do that. Not us, have, or someone has to pay $6 or some odd cents to see the Red Wings for that particular month. And really, you got to lock in for 1 year. So it doesn't do you any good. Period. I thought that stunk. But I'm going to find more out about it here because I would hate to see people suffer. In his first tournament since his devastating car accident, Tiger Woods is going to be competing in a parent-child PNC championship in Orlando next weekend. The tournament pairs 20 former major champions with their family members in a relaxing event. Now, Tiger Woods will be playing with his son, Charlie, like they did a couple years back here. And this is not what you call part of the golfers PG, whatever it may be. You know, this is not part of that. This is a relaxing event, mainly for TV and a family outing, let's say a family picnic kind of thing for golf, before they really get strung out, and which would be 2 weeks from today, or maybe Thursday in Hawaii. Finally, ESPN's Jalen Rose is filing for a divorce from his First Take moderator wife, Molly Quirum, according to the Hartford County, Connecticut court records there. They have been together now for 3 years. They have been separated for 1 year. I did not know that there. But they had made it public just here recently they're going to go their separate ways. They say they can be better friends and colleagues this way. And the best to them. What can I say? And that saying, I am out of here. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Take the time to care. Listen to Butcher on Sports on Facebook. Or go to the main network, Podomatic.com. Just type in SIMPLYBUTCH. TOO.podomatic.com. You can also go to the Game Sports Show .podbean.com. Okay, you can do that and get the latest show and some others in behind. Or go to the site and check out the other views of shows on there, like the Game Sports Show every Monday night from 6 to 8 o'clock on 1400 ESPN Sault Ste. Marie. And by the way, we were not on the air this week, unfortunately, because of the snow and the wind and the cold and the dumping of not Christmas goodies on the Upper Peninsula there. So, in safety and caution, we didn't have the show. But hopefully, everything will be copacetic for this upcoming Monday on, yes, the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, Dave McCabe, myself, and many of friends and good stuff. Hey, I'm out of time. Enjoy your night, everybody. Enjoy your beginning of your weekend there. Hey, check me out on Sunday. We'll do it again, all right? Go Lions. Should I say? Better go Pistons. Or somebody. Hey, go Red Wings.